All right, welcome back, guys. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Today, we're going to be talking about the 53-man roster, the final roster projection that I'm going to drop on this channel before we find out what the 53-man roster actually is. Before we dive into it, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Also, be sure to check out our sponsor of today's video, BetUS, which, of course, if you didn't know, the promo link in the description in the comment section below will get you 125% bonus on your first three deposits up to $2,000. Now, BetUS, right now, you can head on over and you can bet. We're going to go right over to the Lions game and we are going to bet on that right now. So if you guys have not seen this, we're going to take you right through it. So as you can see here, we got the Rams and the Lions game. I think the Rams are going to win this game. So I'm going to go with the money line of plus 155, and I'm going to go with the over. I think that this is going to be a high-scoring game. It's early in the season. I think offenses are more likely you're more likely to see sloppier football on the defensive side during the beginning of the season. So I'm going to go with the over of 51 here, and we're going to throw 50 on that. And if it hits, 193.41 cents is the payout. We'll place that. And there we go. So you can go and you can do that if you would like to over on BetUS. Again, link is in the description and the comment section below. All right. So, a lot of things went down. We talked about it. You know, if you didn't see it, you can check it out. The JE Live latest live stream. Obviously, quarterbacks are going to remain the same. I had Matthew Stafford and Stetson Bennett last week. Nothing changed there. But we found out that Stetson Bennett wasn't going to start in the preseason game and he was going to be the backup. So it ruled out any chance of, you know, maybe trading for somebody, maybe signing a Ryan Tannehill. So interesting decision. The Rams are riding with Stetson Bennett as their backup quarterback in the first 2 weeks of the season while Jimmy Garoppolo is suspended. Running backs, okay? So I have them keeping two quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo, of course, will be on the suspended list. Doesn't count against the roster. Running back is interesting here because initially going into this, I had four and I had them keeping Boston Scott, but it looks like it's just going to be Kyren Williams, Blake Corum, and Ronnie Rivers, in my opinion. I thought Scott was a lock. I didn't expect to see him today. And then he had 11 carries and was actually utilized late in the game. Not really a good sign if you were playing in today's game, unless, you know, maybe a couple different guys. It was totally fine, but Boston Scott playing in this one, probably not good for him to make the roster. So I have them keeping three. And then wide receiver, this is where I got stuck because I saw, people told me that Tyler Johnson did play. I didn't see Tyler Johnson in there. And of course, I'm recording this before the snap counts came out. Because I'm pretty sure this is what I feel confident in my 53. So we have seven wide receivers, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, DeMarcus Robinson, Tutu Atwell, Jordan Whittington, and last but not least, Xavier Smith and Tyler Johnson. I decided to keep seven, and here's why. I think the Rams have a lot of talent in the wide receiver room, and I think ultimately looking at a guy like Xavier Smith, he is going to have unique value more often than not because of this year's return rules. I understand Tutu Atwell is going to get some return work. I do think Xavier Smith could also help out in the kick return game, and especially with this roster and cutting Boston Scott, I think there's a very good chance that Xavier Smith could be that kickoff returner. So I like keeping seven here. And to be honest with you, I think Xavier Smith had a better preseason than Tyler Johnson. And sounds like they both had a really good camp. So I decided to go in that direction. Tight end, we have three, Colby Parkinson, Davis Allen, and Hunter Long. I don't necessarily love this. As I said, I don't think Hunter Long is one of the best 53, but I do think they're going to keep three tight ends. And of course, Tyler Higbee will be back soon. What is soon? I don't really know, but he's going to start the season on the physically unable to perform list. And so I do think Hunter Long gets that last spot. You're going to mainly see Colby Parkinson, who didn't play a lick of preseason, as the number one. And I think the number two by far is going to be Davis Allen. Looking at offensive line, so right now, currently, we have 15 on the roster. So the offensive line, Alec Jackson was suspended, as we've talked about on this channel. Alec Jackson is going to go on the suspended list. Same with Garoppolo. Does not count against the team. He'll be ready to be reinstated on week three. So now you look at offensive line, and last week we had 10. I actually think Alec Jackson is just going to remain off this roster. I don't think he is going to necessarily be replaced in the first 2 weeks. So I think they're going to roll with 9 offensive linemen and use the practice squad to their advantage. They have some talented offensive linemen who played pretty well in preseason and so forth. So I think they're only going to keep 9 here. I think the final 9, it's going to be left tackle Joseph Nopum, left guard Jonah Jackson, center Steve Avila, right guard Kevin Dotson, right tackle Rob Havenstein. And then I have the Rams keeping Warren McClendon Jr., Bo Limmer, Zach Thomas, and Logan Bruss. Zach Thomas did play a little bit today. Bo Limmer did not. Logan Bruss did not. And neither did Warren McClendon Jr. That does mean I have them cutting AJ Arcuri, Connor McDermott, Justin Dedich, and some other offensive linemen. But those are mainly the highlights there. I could see them keeping Arcuri. I could see them keeping McDermott. Dedich, probably not, but I thought he played well enough to make the 53 for what it's worth, and I think he's definitely going to be back on the practice squad. Now, this is where I might get this wrong here. Again, this is a projection. I had 7 wide receivers, and I only have 5 defensive linemen, so I think one of those receivers, worst comes to worst, I think either Smith or Johnson is going to be cut in favor of keeping another defensive lineman. Larrell Murchison was hurt. Carlos Watkins played today. He had a great preseason game the week before. So I'm not really sure where they're going to go in that direction. I think it could be if they keep a defensive lineman extra 6th, then they'll keep one of those guys. However, currently I have 5. Kobe Turner, Bobby Brown III, Braden Fisk, Deswan Johnson, and Tyler Davis. I do think that they'll keep some guys in the practice squad, at least one guy in the practice squad. Corey Durden is another guy they really like. So that's how I have that. We'll see what ends up happening. Edge, I have them keeping 5. Okay, we saw O'Shawn Mathis today. We saw Brennan Jackson. I understand some people will be a little worried. Why was Brennan Jackson playing? Brennan Jackson was not held out the first 2 games. Brennan Jackson was injured the first 2 games. There's a difference. He's a 5th round pick, and he was going to actually have to earn his spot on the roster. It's not like they were going to hold him out of preseason because he's a lock to make the team. No. And so I agree with it. He has gotten no reps in an NFL game, so today he got his opportunity. You saw some good things, and this is the first time him getting his feet wet at an NFL level. And now, I think he's going to make this team. I'm not worried about him playing. I think he's a lock. I think he was always a lock. Jared Verse, Byron Young, Michael Hoyt, Brennan Jackson, and Nick Hampton, who did not play today. Lock. I could see them maybe keeping another guy, whether that's Mathis or Van Valkenburg or Keir Thomas, remains to be seen. But those are the 5 guys that I have them keeping. Moving on to linebacker, I kept 5 here. And it's weird because I looked at some, 53-man rosters, even during the live stream, read over Jordan Rodrigues. Ernest Jones is a lock. Christian Roseboom's a lock. In my opinion, Jay Cumble and Omar Spates are locks. Troy Reader didn't play. Okay, so Troy Reader feels like a lock. However, there's something that's kind of telling me, and I've seen him being left off a couple of rosters, there's something telling me he might get cut. Now, it would be a little weird because he didn't get a chance to play in preseason, but I think plans change, and the Rams don't owe anybody anything. So at the end of the day, if they feel like, initially, yeah, we're totally fine. Troy Reader doesn't need to play. He's going to make this team. And then a guy like Omar Spates, for instance, steps up in a big way, and you see the maturation and the overall growth of a guy like, Jake Hummel, it could push them into a position of getting rid of a Super Bowl starter in Troy Reader. Whether you want to admit it or not, he started in Super Bowl 56. So, look, I don't think it's the end of the world either way. I think Troy Reader's a solid player, and I think he could help them. Could be placed on the practice squad, could be on speed dial in a sense where if there's an injury, he's the first one they call. But that's that. Omar Spates, we've already heard he's going to make the roster, and I feel really good about that. I think he's one of the best 53, and so I'm very excited about that. He's one of the UDFAs that I think will make this team from this class. Moving on to cornerbacks, this is where it gets really weird, okay? Darius Williams, Tre'Davious White, Kobe Durant. Lock them in. Those are the guaranteed three. Now, I still think there's a chance they sign number 44 behind me, Akello Witherspoon, okay? I'm bringing that up because I still think there's a chance of it. However, for the time being, today they did not play. They played Trey Tomlinson. They played Cam McCutcheon. They played Cameron Lampkin. They didn't play either of Josh Wallace or Charles Woods. So it, you know, kind of gives me an idea that these guys are going to make the roster. They waived injured Jerry Jacobs. Maybe it was because Josh Wallace and Charles Woods looked that good in camp and preseason and wowed them that much, where they're like, we're not going to let these guys go anywhere. And to be fair, Darius Williams, how do you think they found him? He was a UDFA at a UAB. He had a great preseason, and the Ravens had Jimmy Smith coming off of either an injury list or suspended list. I don't remember. And so they could not keep. They tried to sneak Darius Williams through waivers. They could not do it. The Rams claimed him and put him on the 53-man roster and were in love with him, really loved his game. And this is what it comes down to. When that happened, Darius Williams was a guy that the Rams clearly liked in the draft process. The scouts remembered him. He was fresh on their minds. This is why the Rams could ultimately decide to keep a guy like Josh Wallace and Charles Woods, not knowing necessarily if they're going to have any sort of role week one, but keeping them just in case. Because here's the thing. If teams know that they, you know, they really like them. These are teams, these are guys that were studied. They, you know, tons of scouting was done and everything. These guys are fresh names. They were just in this draft. So you wait a little bit, give it 2-3 weeks or whatever, and you could cut one of these guys and bring it back on your practice squad as the season progresses. But when they're fresh on the minds of these organizations that actually fall in love with players like that, you always have to be careful. So that's the thing. That's what happened with Darius Williams. The Rams had identified him as a player that they wanted. And when he was let go, because they always make their boards and everything priority, they try to predict each and every single 53-man roster across the league. And when predicting them, they make a list of guys that may or may not be available and guys that, you know, based on where they are they worth a claim? Are the Rams going to make a claim for their 53-man roster? I don't think so, because I think it's that deep where they feel really good about their 53. But in similar fashion to what I mentioned earlier about how Omar Spates may have pushed Troy Reader out, although I have him making the team, the same rule does apply. These guys have made the team initially in this projection, but should a guy be released that is really high priority on their board, and maybe even not a guy that made their board and a guy that they just never expected to be cut, they might try to put a claim in. And if you put a claim in on a guy, he's going to go on your 53-man roster. So it is important to remember on Tuesday when the rosters are finalized, they're not actually finalized. They're finalized to get to a deadline and have 53 men on a roster. But that does not mean that that's going to be the roster that you see going into week one, going into that Lions game week one on Sunday Night Football. So I wanted to point that out. But yes, I have them keeping five corners. I do think that they could also, you know, look through waivers and what have you. But I think Josh Wallace and Charles Woods have really made a name for themselves in this organization early on and have made a statement. And they, you know, were held out of today because of it. So we'll see if I'm right. But I have them both making the 53. Safety. This is where it might surprise people. I didn't even think I was going in this direction, but Russ Yeast did not play, and neither did Jalen McAuliffe today. I'm going to have them keep six safeties here. Cameron Kinchins, Cameron Curl, Quentin Lake, John Johnson the third, and then, of course, you have your two in Russ Yeast and Jalen McAuliffe. Russ Yeast is also, he has that versatility to play corner. Jalen McAuliffe, another UDFA, very similar to Omar Spates and Charles Woods and Josh Wallace. Keep in mind, this is an organization that has given UDFAs in the past an opportunity to win and actually play for reps and play for starting experience and everything. And Jalen McAuliffe really stood out, so much so he didn't even play in preseason week three. So to me, that's a really good sign that he's going to make the team. Everyone that I mentioned, you know, I really like what I'm I kind of put together here, but I like how it's working out for the Rams. I think it's a really good roster specialist. It's going to be the same Josh Cardy at kicker, Ethan Evans punting, and Alex Ward, your long snapper. Punt returner, I have Xavier Smith. Kick returner, Tutu Atwell / Xavier Smith. And of course, suspended is Jimmy Garoppolo, Alec Jackson. And I have on the pup list, this might surprise people, Tyler Higbee and KT Leviston. Okay. I also, in addition to that, have on the short term IR, I have Laryl Murchison because he was injured. I think they'll try to keep him on that and then maybe bring him back. So, with that said, last but not least, the 16-man practice squad. Now, I had a few different ways I wanted to go on this, but I think it's also, in a way, kind of easy. I left some names out, but here we go. Starting with the running backs. No quarterbacks on this one. Dresser Wynn does not make this team, in my opinion. The practice squad, in my opinion, I think he played his last game as a Ram, potentially. So, running back, Zach Evans. If he clears waivers, I think he's back on the practice squad. Running back, Boston Scott. Again, another guy, if he clears... Well, he doesn't have to clear waivers. He's a veteran, but I think he'll sign to the Rams practice squad. You can now sign veterans. So I think they like him. I think ultimately they just decided, yeah, we don't really need five or four running backs. We got three that we like, and if we can keep one on the practice squad or both, and we're fine. And a lot of teams are going to do that, I think. Wide receiver Sam Wiglis, I have making the 16-man practice squad, was really impressed with his, first off, out of Ohio, Ohio U, not Ohio State. But Wiglis is a guy that created a lot of separation, had good hands, route running, all of that. So I think he's somebody that they'll keep around, kind of in the same mold as like an Austin Trammell. So Wiglis makes it. Wouldn't be surprised if Lapp made it, but I have Wiglis. Moving on to tight ends, so only one wide receiver because they kept seven. Moving on to tight ends, Miller Forrestall and Nikola Kalinich. Okay, I thought they both had some moments in preseason that stood out, and I don't think they want to just end the development with these guys, so that's what I have there. In addition to the offensive line, you have A.J. Arcurie at tackle, Connor McDermott at tackle, maybe a little bit less likely with McDermott. He could actually sign to a roster. We'll see. Started a few games last year for New England as well at left tackle, so he could actually find another place to play if it's not with the Rams. Interior offensive lineman, Justin Dedich, so that's three offensive linemen. Then I have Corey Durden on the defensive line. I have edge defenders, O'Shawn Mathis and Zach Van Valkenburg. I have inside linebacker, Ola Kunle Fadukasi. I have a cornerback, one in Cam McCutcheon, a defensive back in Sean Jolly. And then I have two safeties in Tanner Engel and Jason Taylor II. It pained me to keep Taylor II off this roster. I, in a way, almost want to keep him over Yeast. I really think he has a chance to be a really good safety. I'm hoping they don't lose him. If I'm being honest with you, because that's the end of my practice squad, if I'm being brutally honest with you, I think it's very, very possible the Rams lose a guy like Jason Taylor II. I think he's got a great skill set. We saw it in preseason. Unfortunately, he played a lot today, so it does tell me that they're letting him put film out there. Sometimes they'll try and protect these guys and not play them, so they don't have necessarily that fresh thing that a team can be like, oh, I just watched him play. He was great. So we'll see what ends up happening there. But ultimately, I think the practice squad is a talented bunch. I think any of these guys could be called up at any given time this year to be on the 53. Now, I'm not putting, money down on Kalinich being there, Forrestall, but, I do think that all these guys are capable of being called up during the season if injuries take hold, hopefully not, and actually playing on the 53. So the biggest bummer to me to lose on the practice squad, in my opinion, would be Jason Taylor II. I think next up, I think it'd be kind of a bummer to lose. I mean, it would be tough, but I would kind of be bummed out, to lose Zach Evans. Now, the reason I say that is because I think he's got some more developing to do, but I thought you saw some good things out of Evans. I'd like to see him get another offseason, another full year being on the practice squad and be in this organization and kind of like work on his craft, because he's a talented back, He's got stuff, you know. He's fast. He can run through arm tackles. I think we saw definitely a better Zach Evans this year, and he was much better in pass protection. Actually, I think that's a big reason why Boston Scott doesn't make the roster. Struggled in pass pro, but I was really impressed. I thought Evans made some strides in pass protection. We'll see what ends up happening, but I'd be bummed if he didn't make the practice squad and was actually claimed by another team. Not saying I think he's going to be a superstar or anything like that, not at all, but this is where the Rams find their running backs. I mean, you look at Ronnie Rivers, he was another team's trash, essentially, and he became the Rams' treasure. So this happens a lot, but yeah, those are my thoughts. So let me know in the comments section below what you guys think. How do you guys like my 53-man roster? Do you not? Definitely let me know below. Who do you have making this team that I don't? Also, do yourself a favor. Check out today's sponsor, BetUS. And of course, if you didn't know, we have all of these shows. Anytime I do a live stream or a video for the Jake Ellenboga channel, it goes on audio. So you guys that like audio podcasts, you've been asking for this. Maybe you just don't want to keep YouTube open. You don't have premium and it's a pain. Then you can go over to Jake Ellenbogen Live. Look that up on all of your podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to it. We have plenty of stuff already up there. Every single video since I started doing, I believe all of the previews for those position previews and everything are up there. So yeah, give that a try, check that out, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Take care, folks. Later. Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.